All right, so just forget this year. All right, so so this is the first episode of Dinner at Jacob's Place.
We should have like a jingle. We need like a jingle.
We do need a jingle. Dinner at Jacob's.
Just turned into us playing music hammer.
Well, we're gonna make a jingle.
Yeah, we remember first.
Like a really dirty dubstep.
We all love beer, you know, so we drink a bunch of beer and make a jingle.
Oh, yeah, so we're here with everybody, and I'm Scritch Scratch.
That's not fair, I want to be Scritch Scratch.
I'm Scritch Scratch, you can be Scritch Cubed.
This weekend, we're going into a Rite Aid, but we're getting the Discovery Day.
And as we're walking into the store, Jordan starts rapping. He goes, bubbling up, getting crippled.
It was pretty stupid.
No, you rap with mic check.
Oh my god. Mic check.
He's like, I'm mic check because I have a mic on my head. Did he have like a fucking speaker on
his head? Yeah, it was a speaker of his shoulder. This is why. It's not just my name is Mike, but I got a microphone on my arm.
And then, like, he, like, rapped, and he, like, actually, the stuff that he, like, practiced, and then Jordan goes, and it's, like, a Jordan rap, you know, like, whatever comes to his mind.
I thought he was great. He rapped. I thought he was just awesome. And then he just, like, he stops rapping, and I ask Mark's brother, I'm like, Dan, is he, like,
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. You guys look so happy.
He's having a great time.
We're making a podcast right now. You want to say hi?
Hey, hi! Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great. How are you?
Welcome home. Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I take a picture of you guys?
I'd already did. Oh, yeah, can you?
That's true. We're not taking a picture. Nice.
You guys are just so similar. Immediately, you just take a picture. I need to take a
picture.
Rich Batch is my favorite.
I'm here on the mic. Alright, so let's see. Driving the conversation today is beer.
Yeah.
Our favorite and obscure types of beer. Let's see, Andrew. Andrew hoops a lot.
Only a hoops a lot.
Andrew hoops
like
a lot.
Poops a lot, man.
It's close, but I could have made you poops a lot. That's the first thing I thought of. I was thinking about that. What is your most obscure brand of beer you've ever tried?
Oh god, I forget the name. Is that Bevmo?
That does not help.
So
No. Screw that. What about the one that you had, the shark one?
Great White?
Tasty.
Great White.
Spicy.
Yeah, it was like blueberry or something crazy like that.
It's really? Us.
Just blueberry beer?
Yeah, it was like blueberry. I had shit like
I've
that.
Actually had like raspberry beer.
Yes.
Yeah. So good. I love flavored beer.
Has anyone been into like a factory? That'd be so dope.
Nah. I saw a Budweiser factory
really?
In Davis, yeah.
There's one really close to, Claremont,
yeah,
actually,
I
like
exactly
driving to USC.
I went to the Guinness factory in Scotland. Was that
really?
Really?
Oh.
So
there's a Budweiser. That's what Northridge is known for. We used to have our Van Nuys used to have a Busch Gardens. I never went to Busch Gardens. I wish it was there.
All right, I got something to talk about beer. Oh,
okay.
Sorry, continue.
No, I was going to say that.
Why was it? You see. Alright, go ahead.
Alright, forget about that, listeners. Just a folly. Continue. What's up?
Well, while I was at UCLA this weekend, I was walking through Ronald Reagan Medical Center, and there was this, I walked by this one room, and it looked like there were all these people in suits there, and so I walked by, and like I heard them talking, and they said something about Guinness, and so I stopped, and I kind of was like eavesdropping, you know? They were talking about like, yeah, man, I'm bleeding out of my ass, and shit like that. And, like, they're talking about how like, they're like, is your bleeding under control? And they're like, yeah, you know, it's okay. And they were talking about how like, I guess they had some kind of intestinal problem.
Jesus.
So one guy's like, yeah, you know, I just kind of got to limit my food, and, you know, I think the best beer to drink if you have intestinal problems is Guinness, because it's basically like after the foam is gone, there's like no carbonation left, and so
it tastes. That's why it tastes like shit.
Really interesting.
It tastes like shit. You want to hear something about Guinness? All right, I'll finish the story. I'll tell you.
That's it. That's
all right, so, oh, excuse me. All right, so I'm at I'm in for all those listeners out there.
We're referring to them, are we? Yeah, you can refer to the audience. No, it's cool. Refer to them. Call in at any time.
What up, fellow loneliers? That's the name. All right, that's the name for our fans. The fans are loneliers.
Why?
I don't know. No, because that's the ultimate thing.
What about sports fans?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, we'll call them dinner guests. Our fans are called dinner guests.
That's a better one than mine.
All right. So
sports fans.
Hello, all of you sports guests out there. All right. We got sports guests now. Okay, that's the name of our fans. All right, so I'm in a fraternity.
Greg, you want another one?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Named Zebeton, and that's not important. But, we have this garage, and...
You should know that we're drinking beer, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we're drinking beer, Bud Lights, thank you. If you hear us, sponsor us. Bud Light, wow. Nothing better than Bud Light. Here we go, make your mark.
If you've got a problem
where you put a beer down, and you think, which one's my beer? There's like four beers, all the same brand. Well, Bud Light bottles have a place where you can scratch off a thing. Make sure to have a coin when scratching your name in. Okay,
you can't use your own finger, though. It's like fucking ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah, it's made of copper, so you'll cut your finger if you try. Alright, so...
That's a pretty good idea.
So we were in this garage where we had, like, these stripper poles and stuff. I'm in there, and my friend, one of my brothers, he comes in, and he's like, "Hey, Jordan, you gotta try this. You gotta, like, have this beer." And I thought something kind of weird was going on. And, so he hands me, like, a Guinness, and, like, I'm drinking. He's like, no, I'll just try it. And I take it, and I'm, like, drinking it, and it's, like, not foam anymore. It almost threw up. Like, I was like,
it's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I can think of several times when that's happened.
So I'm drinking, I take a sip of the beer, and I start getting so pissed. I'm like, you motherfucker, why would you spit in my beer? What is this, like, a prank? You getting me in here, and you just fuck with my beer? You're, like, pissing it and stuff like that? And so it turns out that he really did absolutely nothing to it. It's just like they were just trying to give me a nickname or something. So the Guinness in it, alright, I guess that does not really make much sense. But
wow.
Guinness tastes, the moral of the story, the Guinness tastes absolutely horrid.
Dude,
foamy or not foamy.
You ever had Guinness with
you're a communist.
Good.
I like Guinness, Greg.
Alright, okay, I'm the only one.
We had a Guinness?
I'm not a big fan of Guinness.
Alright, I'm... Haha, Irish.
Dude, Guinness and Bailey's is so good. It's like a
milkshake.
No, seriously.
Irish are you?
It's like you mix it together, it tastes like a milkshake, seriously.
That is really or if good. You put, you mix a Four Loko and fucking a 40. It's
like Brass Monkey with a
yeah. Lime juice. Brass Monkeys are tasty, though.
Yeah.
It's a Brass Monkey.
Orange juice and 40. Mickey's. But.
It's also a song by that.
Brass dude. Monkey.
Beastie Boys. Beastie
Monkey. Yeah. Monkey.
It's also something that the balls freeze off of. You ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
What?
Like, it's so cold you could freeze the balls off a brass monkey.
Yeah.
What?
What
does that mean?
Really?
It's like really cold.
It's cold out. Don't you get it?
It's like a cannonball thing. It had like brass monkeys were something that held up cannonballs on ships.
Right.
Cool story, Harley.
But I have an explanation. It's gonna solve this issue.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, man.
That's not a Mythbusters.
It's not a newspaper, Harley. There's no issues.
What? Harley Scram Cakes. That's your name. Harley Scram Cakes.
What were you saying? What were you saying the other day?
Oh, Crab Hammerstock. Crab Hammerstock. Crab Hammerstock.
My friend was like, what the fuck?
So ridiculous. Alright, I gotta go to the bathroom. You guys keep talking. Let's... Sports guests.
Sports guests. Hello, sports guests.
Good stretch step.
I guess is this we have a commercial break? Or do you have a commercial break?
This is where we should all
Jordan
talk
really
shit about
commercial
Jordan. Let's do it later. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Jordan.
One time,
yeah.
Jordan shit his pants in front of all of us.
Wow. Definitely not true. Actually, I think it's
true. That is true.
That's happened?
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's when he lost his pants for a really long time. he like
Okay.
What? I didn't know that, so I didn't. That was,
I don't
just
know if
mean,
this is appropriate.
Then. I didn't know that actually happened. But I'm going to tell a story about one time when Scritch crashed. He was really little and he went to school and he had a big hole. He had a big hole in his pajamas. Yes. And he didn't realize it until later that day.
Did he say, like, my balls were hanging out?
He's like, I knew I felt there was some kind of draft.
Was he, like, sick? So your balls were hanging when you were sick?
Was he talking to the friend, like, sitting on a bench, like, his balls hanging out? Like, what? What up, y'all? I'm back.
Sorry, talking shit about you. Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
You told them the story about how you came to school
your
with your pants.
I'm sorry about that, all you sports fans. Sports guests, whoever the fuck you guys are. We'll have Scrizzle to the Bizzle. Alright, so, let's see. Harley, what is the most ridiculous experience you can recall involving beer?
Involving Guinness.
One time.
Oh, this is not Guinness pod.
One time I was at Greg's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I had a keg of Blue Moon.
What? I don't think
so expensive. So
expensive.
So that's probably like $200. I spent $300 of my own money for that party. It was so expensive.
Oh my god.
Handles of Grey Goose and a keg of Blue Moon.
Is this the one
Moon.
Where you found an ounce in your room after the next morning?
No, maybe. I don't know. Nobody's ever farted.
When did you ever find an ounce in your room and not call me? But, hey, dude, this is yours now. Happy Christmas.
It's so ridiculous.
Did you throw up Harley that night?
Probably. But
you just don't remember?
I ended up 7 miles away from campus.
Yeah, go ahead and start explaining the entire
thing. Yeah, tell our listeners that.
So, I mean, there's not much to explain. I don't know how I got there.
Explain the story.
Yeah,
talk about calling people.
Yeah, tell the story.
So I unblack out at 3 a.m. and I realize I have no idea where I am. And I use my handy-dandy iPhone, which actually saved my life that night. If I didn't have, like, GPS, I would have just died. I'm gonna look at it, man.
I don't want you to look at it.
It doesn't matter if I look at it. It's not a video camera.
Okay, fine. Okay, that's cool. Okay.
You're ruining it. Yeah. No, but, I woke up or unblacked it. I thought it was in Foster City, so I called Nico to try and have him pick me up.
Even though we lived down in South California.
Yeah, I thought I, like, teleported to Foster City.
Miles away.
Really weird. And then, I mean, there's not much more to it. I just walked back
well,
7 miles.
Well, my question
miles.
Is, why didn't you
no,
call
No, you
me?
Called someone.
You called Mark.
I landed in Foster City.
Yeah, like,
pick
I landed
in
Foster
hour.
City. Come pick me up.
Yeah. I don't know. I called
Harley.
Did I not call you? I called, like,
no,
everyone.
I had to hear from everybody else.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Harley
man.
Called me. Yeah, next time you get drunk,
I will.
Make sure
you
call
called
me.
You last night. We called you last night.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. I got 2.5
minutes. Do you have the message on there?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think we can play both at the same time, though.
Yeah.
I'll be again.
For sure. But, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That night was so ridiculous. This girl, I woke up and found cake all over my room, like in the carpet and on the walls and stuff. This girl on the swim team got drunk and was acting like a 5-year-old, just grabbing animals and was throwing around the room for no reason. She was
I like animals! My bad, yo. Shit does happen.
I was the most destroyed I'd ever seen, like, a room after a party. Just, like,
oh,
shit
God.
Broken, alcohol bottles tipped over, and cake in the car. Like,
how do you ever clean that
cake
up?
Cake in the
car. It's, like, weeks,
that was,
man.
Like, the puke at my house.
Yeah.
Well, you were there, weren't you?
No.
At that party, like, junior year.
The one where the cell phone went in the toilet.
By the way,
he had to pay a plumber because the cell phone screwed up his
yeah,
plumbing.
Yeah, some dumb chick was, like, next day, they go, I can't find my phone. Have you seen it?
Just, like, just oh, like,
I had it in my house
for,
like, 6 months.
Shit to try and get it.
Oh, when
oh
the,
yeah,
the plumber
that
time?
Was such a beast.
Yeah, that party.
Are you talking about the plumber time?
Yeah.
Was that your dad's
oh.
house, right? That was so fun.
Yeah. That was
shit
really
went down.
Oh, I miss
really
those
in
times.
Andrew's bed.
What happened in Andrew's bed?
A lot. I walk in there like, it's in my bed! No! It probably was. It was like Amanda.
It was Amanda.
Like
what was happening there?
So,
lots of sexual activity.
Give me a second. Let me drink a little bit of beer.
What?
So, God damn it! Alright, yes. So we'll say something. Megan Lockhart, why don't you talk?
What's my name?
Megan Lockhart.
I don't know if I like that name.
It's okay. It's okay. It's a great name. Don't worry about it. Highway 20.
does that mean?
I don't know. You could be that. Why didn't that be your name? Megan Highway 20 Lockhart.
Okay.
That's your name.
Sounds good.
Everybody.
You should not name your child.
I knew it.
You should have no
control. Yeah, the girl in arm in this podcast, if you hear her voice, her name is Megan Highway 20 Lockhart. She is the...
Where's Highway 20?
I don't think there is a Highway 20.
I don't think it exists.
Yeah. Huh? That's why she's unique, like Highway 20, where they keep the largest cattle in the world, free range and organic.
For the semen.
All right, so what was just going on?
You're saying for someone else to say something, and then you start talking.
Oh, yeah.
Harley was telling a story, and then Greg started telling a story, and then you started talking, and then
you told your bathroom story.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we destroyed your house multiple times.
Oh yeah. So okay. All right. So this is the story. All you listen.
We bought like $300. Remember, it was like your brother.
Yeah, we had a list. Like we collected all that shit.
So, oh yeah, we had a huge amount of money on that bullshit.
In high school, like, we would always buy, like, good alcohol, too.
Yeah.
Remember we like, made, like, formal, incredible Holtz and stuff. Yeah. Like, oh,
that was so ridiculous.
That was such
pizza
a
pizza face
that.
Night.
Yeah. We had Hennessy, and we had Grey Goose. It was so tasty.
Top of the line.
I smacked Andrew in the face with a piece of pizza. He had a pimple, like, bigger than I've ever seen. For, like, 3 weeks,
I wanted to kill myself.
That's how we got the nickname Pizza. Sorry, we still call Pizza Face.
I've been unconscious ever since.
That's awesome.
Just kidding.
But how did it happen? Like, Andrew and I were
the first
crashed.
Time I fucking I smoked weed.
Everyone
that's
why
I smoked. I blazed in the fucking...
and I was like, you're a pizza face.
And then like we got Mr. Pizza Man like 4:30 in the morning. And then I'm like passing out and we're like,
hey guys, pizza face.
Yeah.
It was also, if I remember, like the first real big social event you had with us.
Yeah.
Like the first time.
First time I hung out with you guys.
Andrew and I smoked in the closet, and it was the first time Andrew
and I
smoked. And we didn't know how to get out of the closet. Like, let's go. And we got up and we walked around in circles. We walked around like 5 times in a circle, and I'm like, where are we going? What are we doing?
That was like when I like went up to you like when we got in, I was like, dude, I think I feel something.
And you're like, I think I'm flying.
And then you're like, poop.
So ridiculous. It just started. I remember you like after you got that like the face or whatever.
The mountain
face or whatever.
The holy mountain.
Yeah, the holy mountain, good one. You got like a lot more. You had like a secession of them, like it's
probably,
sort of like a
dude.
Civil
a
war against
range.
Your face.
I mean,
not ready.
They flooded. They reproduce.
Having grease on your face all night will do that. Leia was so pissed that night because Jordan wanted to order pizza. And dude, like, Leia, let me order pizza. Like, no, dude, I want any goddamn pizza. Cause I'm late. Leia eventually just broke down because he just wanted Jordan to stop talking to him.
What can I say? I know how to get what I want.
That was just fun. I'm pretty sure I like, accidentally kicked Emily in the face that night, too. I was walking.
There was so much shit going on. Yeah. You got taken advantage
of. Yeah. You're like, bitch you out the entire night.
Yeah. Guys, I got taken
by Cassie.
Advantage
yeah.
of, like, Cassie.
You
no,
liked
Harley.
It.
We know. Like, I don't know if I liked it or not.
That was a weird night. That's because, like, I was playing some bullshit version of Quarters against Jake, and I had to take, like, 8 shots in 10 minutes.
So chill.
That's
so
terrible.
That was the night you made Monster Disaster, too.
Oh, my God! Monster Disaster!
Yeah.
Which is Monster and Jaeger.
Yeah. It's the hardest...
I forgot about that. We talked about it for
so
long.
at my house in Berkeley, we're in the backyard. Remember that night that we did the American Challenge?
Yeah.
Let's take a shot. We go outside. He's like, it's Jaeger. I take a shot. I'm like, oh, that's terrible. He takes a shot. He pukes. It was there for at least 2 weeks after college. The next morning, Jordan had his pony keg. I'm like, Jordan, you really need to help me clean this shit up. He gets the pony keg and sprays the poop.
It's a hose. It's a beer hose. Well, what else are you going to use?
That was so much fun. Like, everything was such a task until the pizza came. Everyone just stopped what they were doing, destroyed the pizza.
It was a lot of fun
in
Berkeley.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We stopped drinking, stopped doing all the rest. The easiest thing was
pizza.
We
did this thing where you have to drink, we each drank, like, what, a 30 rack?
30 rack.
Yeah, but
it's
like teams.
And we had to smoke an eighth. And then,
so
every
then you have to eat a whole pizza and then do a 100 piece puzzle.
Sounds...
We didn't do the puzzle.
Yeah, the puzzle never got done. The only intellectual part that was never done.
It's too ridiculous.
but that was a little too hard.
Were you doing it as a race, or was it just like...
No. Well, yeah, whoever
it
raced,
obviously
yeah,
was a race. It's called an American Challenge.
And Jordan, Paul, I was like, Paul was supposed to be on our team. Jordan's like, yeah, Paul's really drunk. He shouldn't be on our team.
Was
like,
he was so
angry. He was like, it's fine. It's the game,
called
the game hadn't even started yet, and Jordan takes one shot and just passes.
Yeah. Like, you fucker. Like,
so that was like the next day. That's when me and Paul went to that fucking chicken.
Oh my god, what was the place called? Black Olive? Black Bitches?
Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar. Like,
dude, that's when we were crossing the Bay Bridge. We went to the toll booth. We pretended like we were crossing the border, and we put on like the mariachi music, and we just go like dancing.
Oh yeah!
And then everyone's like, "Mariachi music!" Like everyone's just like giving the strangest looks. And we pull up to this car, and we're like dancing, and your grandma's just next to us.
My grandma, grandpa, and my cousin are in the car directly next to me, and they're fucking. Yeah, because the way the traffic was, it was literally like getting from Mexico to America. It was just stopped car, next to car, next to car, forever. We're just dancing, and we look over, and they're just staring at us. And so we're like, hey, gotta see you guys.
What are they on? Like 30 miles away.
Yeah, there were so many cars, so much traffic, right next to my family, acting like fools.
Nothing worse than that.
That's ridiculous. All right, so next question. Let's see. All right, Andrew,
you haven't even asked Greg a question yet.
This is becoming way too much like a radio show.
This is a radio show.
We should have a radio show.
Yeah, this is a radio show. So
we gotta let listeners call
man
in.
In the
yeah, we should tell people to call in. See if the phone rings.
We're having a guest appearance next week from Shaggy Too Dope.
Yes. Don't you wait, Shaggy Too Dope.
He's one of the lead singers of Insane Clown Posse.
Fucking magnets? What the hell do they work? Alright, so Greg, only reason I was going to ask... Alright, okay. This is Greg... Greg Butterscotch? No. No, what is this?
From Waterfall.
Your name is Gregatorium. Alright, we got Gregemith. We got Gregemith over here on the house.
Because he's a
Gregemith,
right?
Yeah. Gregemith. What is the most beer? The most beer you have ever seen. And when you saw that, how aggressive did you get? In your Gregemith. Like, in your Gregemith boy.
Is that doing my Gregemith boy?
Yes!
Yeah,
Gregemith boys.
Do it!
I don't know, the most beer I've seen is probably that.
What?
The factory near Claremont, because they have, like, giant silos outside. But I don't know if I actually drank all of that.
You've
shit.
You've never jumped in, like, a shower? And
nah.
Just drank it all.
Just had beer come through the shower.
I don't care if I drown, I'm happy!
What about, like, at a party, the most beer?
Yeah, the party must be here.
Oh, no. Probably, we were at Sanford last night. There were like 20 empty kegs outside this one place. We were just gonna steal like 5 of them. Yeah, get the deposit for them, but we decided not to.
How much is that deposit? Like, what, $80?
Like $30 each.
Jesus! Sorry, all you Catholics out there. I meant Jesus as in that guy, the fucker. You know, the guy from the Bible that should suck dick.
Wow.
So don't worry.
Dude, you're killing your
offended.
So we offended black people, Christian.
Sorry, yo. Scritch Crash don't give a fuck. Hey, where's Megan Highway 20 Lockhart? Alright, Megan Highway 20 Lockhart is not here right now. She'll be back. Don't worry. Alright, so hey, tell them about your watch. How'd you get that watch? Oh, this is directed towards what the fuck was your name again? Andrew Hoopsalot?
Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Hoopsalot.
I mean, Alyssa gave it to me. I don't know what else to say.
Well, watch. Who's Alyssa? Who's Alyssa?
It's my girlfriend of 3 years.
Pussy.
Yeah, she gave it
Mrs.
to me.
Mrs. Hoopsalot? That's
cool. Mrs. Hoopsalot.
How is Mrs. Hoopsalot doing?
Doing fucking well.
She drinking any beer lately?
Yeah, we had a beer yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of drink?
Stella.
Bud Light, it's the best. Everyone should drink it.
Don't worry.
Not Stella.
When you're drinking Bud Light, you'll never forget which one's yours, because there's a special whiteboard.
I drink so slow.
I know.
Yeah, you're a
Stella
pussy.
Stella is
good. Dude, Stella's I love Stella. It's my favorite beer. Yeah.
So good.
And it's more alcoholic, so it fucks you up.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really how much percent?
It's like
20.
5.6 or something.
What?
4.
That's
because your dog went out.
Yeah, he does.
I got it.
Are they related?
Yeah, genome and
they're
scraps
related
are definitely related.
Species are related. Not like family.
What about
stuff?
Canines?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
You
here.
Turn
you,
it.
You
and
go.
Pull.
What's the handle?
Look up. Look up.
Oh.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nice, cool.
Scraps.
Come on, get out of here.
I don't like scraps anymore. Scrappy doo.
Alright, see, only thing left is to make, give our last DJ a real crickle name. Let's see.
Crickle.
What if we called you Kale Chip Black?
What does that mean?
It's like, because you're like, okay, I wanted to make a Kale Chip Black gym, but I feel like that'd be too racist.
I don't know, man.
I
think this whole podcast black. Is offensive. I think the Jesus thing killed all of our
just
sports.
Like that. It works so well.
Like, I don't think we can post this.
Yeah, we might need some kind of editing.
Not Jordan, though.
I take back whatever Jesus thing I said.
If
see?
It'll end up like our share project, dude.
See, now it's good again. It's all good.
Share
oh, God.
Where the hell I was
share.
Called?
ACP.
Share. ACP, that's
ACP
right.
ACP was crazy.
Just went to Disneyland. The best idea. Like, let's just make like something fun out of this.
Yeah,
let's
what
just,
happened to
let's
your
Let's just do Disneyland so we can fucking go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, tell them about ACP.
Well,
tell our sports guests about it. Speaking of what, this is Andrew Hoop's lot.
So, let's see. Junior of high school, we have Miss McClain.
She's retired.
She's retired.
Yeah, she is.
Sit down, McClain! She sucked, alright?
By the way, one time Jordan was sitting in front of me and class was really fucked
up. Did you
off.
Have her?
Yeah, definitely
Jordan
had
really
her.
High. Pulls out a giant wee Rice Krispies pretty heavy treat in that old class. Just reeks of weed and just like looks around. He just goes, ah! It's like the biggest bite into it. It's in the middle of class.
I can't help it. I just
21 shots and comes to school.
Is that your birthday?
24.
I remember that day.
24, motherfucker.
Right, right. Those were
every
honest,
period
exactly.
of the day, 3 before.
That was the most ridiculous day.
Dude, I left class like every period to go drink like or like go like with you when you take every like shots and like it was like 3 shots. What was it? 3 shots every period or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was 3 shots every period and 3 shots before.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my terrible. God.
So
alright. How you get caught that day? It's really like
I know.
So
absurd.
I know.
Every,
no, I'm not
that
every period, all Jordan. You guys thought it would. I literally never crossed my mind. I never thought like, hey, maybe you're 24 shots deep. Somebody will think you're drunk.
This guy's the luckiest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, everything worked out.
Oh my God! We went into scratchers. We went into scratchers the other night, or like a couple nights ago. We're like, oh, we gotta buy some alcohol for the party or whatever. I go in, spend $3 on this lottery ticket. I scratch it. $24. I won $24 on a ticket.
And you won an extra ticket.
Yeah.
And I won an extra ticket.
Man and I just went.
Nope,
win
I pooped.
We went to get scratchers like 3 weeks ago. Megan and I just didn't get anything. Jordan goes. Jordan's sitting there like cracking up, like. I won again! Every single one of you special, you won 6 times on the same ticket.
I won again! Every time I scratched,
and then he got all his money back, went in and bought more, just won again.
That's the greatest gambling in the country. Go America! I love Jesus!
We got kicked out of Long's Drugs
yeah,
at like
we
3
go,
in the morning.
Yeah, we're sitting at the picnic table inside and we're going to scratch and we're all excited and this lady comes up, you guys gotta get out.
Like, y'all gotta go! Y'all gotta go!
Remember that? She's like, you guys do this every weekend?
Once again, really offensive. We started impersonating. Oh. Yeah, John, you like talked to you were talking to teachers and stuff. And you're like,
you started dancing in the middle of the class.
That's what it was. You just stood up and started dancing.
Jordan, sit down. I can't believe you told me to sit down. Not, hey, Jordan, go check if you're drunk. Jordan, you drunk?
Oh my
check
God.
Yourself.
That was ridiculous.
Okay, here is the next beer-related question. Driving our Ethelwethens.
I didn't even understand.
Is that a word?
Ethelwethens.
What?
Ethelwethens. It's broadcast in Hechlechen.
You offended every major ethnic group.
I got scratch, scratch, don't leave nobody behind.
We have to burn your iPhone now, man. Okay,
all right, so what is, let's see, Megan Highway 20 Law What is the worst tasting beer you've ever had?
That's a good question.
Keystone.
Gracia! Gracia!
Keystone's like water,
But isn't that good?
No.
No.
Let's see. Okay, new question. What is the worst beer you've ever had? Okay, I mean,
What is the worst question you asked?
What's the worst tasting beer?
But I think what he means is, like, it's a different circumstance. Like, what's the worst beer you've ever had? Like, it could be any type, but, like, a specific beer. Like, oh, one
exactly.
time I was at this place, and I drank beer,
and
there was a
exactly.
woman.
I don't think you meant
what happened? Tell him. Tell him Highway 20. Tell him.
About Sierra Nevada.
Yeah.
I hated it. I was at Golden Circle with Alex.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Wow. And it was just too dark. It
tasted
it's
like
really
vegetation.
Shitty.
It does taste like vegetation.
It sounds like you said it. I know. You just said shut the fuck up.
It's Highway 20 Lockhart.
Wait, what?
That was not directed
to me. Shut the fuck up to the dog. It's just like, how are the sports guests
All you sports guests out there, I was talking to this bitch ass dog named Scrappy who's fat as balls.
No, he's nice. Be nice.
Okay, he's smaller. Okay, he's not as big.
He's losing weight.
But I did not mean to tell Megan Highway 20 Lockhart to shut the fuck up, alright? So, Gracia Mento. Alright, let's see. Who was. Okay.
Telling the story. Like,
oh, yeah. No, dude. Alright, tell more of the story.
I don't think we finished, like, any of our stories. This is gonna be the most, like off tangent. Just, like,
this is the best. This is how we roll. Okay,
yeah,
just
turned out to be a good driving. Driving.
I would totally listen to this. Shit. Yeah. I just think that like they wouldn't allow it on iTunes.
They won't allow anything.
Because of all the offense.
You can say cunt, balls, ass, jizz, poop, fuck, ball sack, dick clicker, cry on my face. I don't know what cry on my face is about.
Wait, so do you want to actually post this?
Yeah, you can post it all. I don't know how to get on YouTube. I gotta have to listen to it first. But yeah, I can try to get this. Please, all guests, if you're not listening to this on iTunes, wherever you find it, tell your friends to please talk about it so we can get it on iTunes.
Yeah.
As soon as we can, it'll be on there. Dinner at Jacob's house.
iTunes,
tell whoever there is about it, please. Thank you.
Dude,
yes, dinner at Jacob's
house.
We actually
want to do this. I feel like some people would actually listen to this, but we can't be saying shit about black.
You can't talk about what we're talking about in the podcast during the podcast. We're in the middle of a podcast.
This is not going to be posted.
This is going to be posted.
It's too offensive.
This is not too offensive.
Do the Arab thing like you just did.
Sorry, sports guests. It took a little while to get over that, but
especially
it's cool.
Especially Arabian sports guests.
Yeah, it's all right. Everyone has been offended. Just don't be offended. If you're offended, you already would have tuned out. So, thank you. All right, next question.
You got any milk, dude?
Oh.
Okay. We're talking about beer, you fucker.
Oh, my friend. I really want some milk.
What was his name again?
I don't remember.
You have to remember your name.
Idea.
All right, whatever. His new name is Harles Barkley.
That's too late, man.
All right, fine. Wow, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you suck, Jordan.
Oh my God! All right,
fired.
Starting against us. All right, so we're gonna start closing out this podcast. This is obviously just turning against Scritch Scratch. So we'll end up with one final question.
The grand finale.
The grand finale.
Jack Bauer's last stand.
Let's see.
The last question that will end because we'll never finish the story.
If, what the fuck was your name?
Kettle Chip Black.
Oh, yeah! Alright, this question's for Kettle Chip Black. Alright, if you could fill a pool...
with any substance I wanted to?
No, fuck no! Here at Dinner at Jacob's House, we don't condone heroin pool use. Don't fill your pool with heroin. Fill it with nice Bud Light. If you could fill your pool with anything, and don't mind our sponsor, it's okay. You don't have to say it. What would you fill your pool with?
Well, of course.
What beer?
Other than Bud Light. That's the first thing I would fill with.
First thing that comes to anyone's mind.
Bud Light tastes.
That's a good question. Do you guys have any...
You say anything or any liquid?
Any beer. Oh, yeah. Which beer?
I was gonna say money.
I said, what? Why would you swim in money?
Because I just take
money.
Oh,
it can only be a beer?
And then
has to be a beer.
Steelhead Ale.
Why?
It's just really good.
All right, well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Highway, Megan Highway 20 Lockhart. Thanks, Kettle Chip Black. Thank you, Andrew Hoopsalot. Thank you, whatever your name was. And thank you, Greganomics. This has been Dinner at Jacob's House with Scritch Scratch, Megan Highway 20 Lockhart, Kettle Chip Black, Andrew Hoops a lot, that guy, and Greganomics. Thank you. Greggy Myth.